Do you know who has a lot of questions about this NFT space? Well, Rich and I definitely have a ton, but so do you guys. And you've been sending them in. And we're going to take our very best stab at answering some of these, along with giving our own NFT updates on today's episode.
Look, are you interested in investing or collecting NFTs, but are overwhelmed with all the information? Heather and I, we're true NFT newbies. We're going to break it down as we're learning, as we wander unafraid into the world of digital art.
Listen, y'all, we're going to cure you of your FOMO, mildly educate you, and give our unqualified opinions, and hopefully have a lot of laughs along the way.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Heather has been awesome collecting all these questions from you guys. And it's funny because it's like questions upon questions. Like, we have some, she has some, I have some, you have some. So our goal is to answer some of these. Now, don't be offended. We picked some of the easier ones because some we want to get you like good freaking answers, like really good answers. But the ones we can kind of absolutely answer, that's what we're here to do. And Heather's got them pulled up, and then we'll actually give you like kind of an update on what the hell we got going on. But Heather, what do we got first?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's just give a little disclaimer. Of course, we are not financial advisors. We don't know what the hell we're doing. We're learning and growing with you. So these answers are not to sway you one way or the other. This is our own experience and for educational purposes only. So now you can't sue us. Let's move forward. We have Gabrielle who sent in this question. She said, what is the best way to avoid NFT scams? Apparently, she has had some experience with this. And Gabrielle, I want to be honest with you. I have too. And we have a really great episode that I think is going to be published right before this one goes out. And we'll link it in the show notes where we dive deeper into this subject. But my own experience with it is, you know, we hear people talk about be slow with NFTs and don't be FOMO and don't be making really quick moves. And I hear that and I believe that, but that's not my personality. I do things very, very fast. And that happened to me once. Gary Vee, who we've mentioned before, had talked about this project, Dapper Dinos, which I don't know if you've bought any of those, yeah. Rich.
I was gonna, but I didn't.
But right when they dropped, I forgot the specifics of it. Brian and I, my husband, we weren't really looking the way that we should have looked, and we just bought something off the bat. And the next day we look at our wallet and it's gone. The Ethereum's gone, the card's gone. And we're like, what the hell? We just bought a dino. Where did it go? Well, guess what? If there is a scam on there, somebody will remove that and there just won't be evidence of it. There's no like calling customer support and getting your monies back or none of that stuff. It's just gone forever as of right now. So it wasn't a lot. I think we were just out, you know, $300-$400, which I mean, that is a good amount of money. Thank God it wasn't more than that. But my learning experience from that is slow down and make sure that you're purchasing from a, I don't know the correct term, Rich, maybe you could help me, but like a certified
Look for the blue check, I guess, is one. Sorry, let me add one thing, like one giveaway. I almost made the mistake very recently when I was looking at Founders Keys and there was one that was not real. And I hit up our friends, Andy and Bennett, and they're like, dude, they're like, however many owners are is a giveaway, right? Like if, you know what I'm saying? If there's like 10,000 NFTs and 8,000 owners or something like that, and it's kind of a new project and people are still wish-washy about buying, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like if it's a low amount of NFTs and like, you know, 80 buyers, and that's probably a scam.
100%.
Especially if it's modeled after, if it's like V Friends with a Z or something.
exactly. So I hope that helps, Gabrielle. I'm sorry that happened to you. Tina asked, and Rich, I'll let you kind of lead on this one. How do you know where to purchase a wallet? Are there sites that are more reliable and trustworthy than others? What should one consider when looking into getting a wallet?
I have to be very honest. We made an episode on MetaMask. I believe that's a really just good kind of beginner wallet. So we made an episode on what is a crypto wallet, and in the show notes for that one, I believe we have how to create one. I really wish, and maybe we should start thinking about doing videos. And I know there are some that exist, but I cannot intelligently comment on wallets outside of Coinbase and MetaMask. Yeah. So
same.
Yeah, I've only gone on those two. Coinbase, I did strictly because like that was a name that came up. And when it comes to let's just call it, I don't know, this is a horrible example, but pizza, if there's a place that serves and they say, we sell New York pizza, you know, you kind of think like, all right, everyone knows New York pizza. I know what that style is going to be like or whatever. So the brand, the synonymous name Coinbase is across so many different organizations, and actually they're going to be opening up their own, their ability to have a gallery, yes, like OpenSea. So you know they're legit, right?
Right?
Now, that doesn't mean it's not a pain. I literally just sold a bunch of ETH and, you know, there's a processing time, there's a fee, and I'm like trying to cash out and it's agonizing. But anyway, they're the truth, okay? They're the truth. So that's why I went with them. As for purchasing my first NFT and putting money in that wallet, MetaMask, you know, and I put money in that wallet via, I think, a debit card or maybe even a bank wire at the beginning. And there's been times where I transferred from my Coinbase wallet into MetaMask. So those are the only two. They're safe, in my opinion. I really don't know anyone who's had too many issues. And it's a good place to just kind of start. I guess we could link, if we need to, Heather, any other options that people think are popular, or we could ask on Twitter. But that's what I would say, Tina. I don't know if you have anything else, Heather.
Yeah, I think in our previous episode, we did mention a few other popular wallets. Again, I'll link those up in the show notes. I will say that we have bought a couple of, and I'm super ignorant with this. It's Brian has been leading that way more than I have. But there are some like sports cards and different things that Gary Vee has been pushing that you have to buy through another wallet. It's called Candy. And so we actually have a couple of wallets right now. And I'm, to be completely honest with you, I'm not sure what the other one is, because they just hold these super low cost $20, $30, $40, $50 sports cards that Brian's been buying on the side. But I think it is pretty common for people who get into this space to have different wallets, depending on the projects they're buying and how they're buying them. And not to get too confusing right now, but if you are a newbie, I would just do it, you know, suggest what Rich said, is just stick with some of the basics, MetaMask, Coinbase, and just expand from there as you get more familiar with the way this whole world works.
Yeah, I would say the last thing I would add on, and Heather makes a good point, if you're new, just do this. I want to say, if you're a newbie, just be a newbie, right? Like, don't try and fast forward
Amen.
This.
Amen.
Don't try and like make a lot of different purchases and stack up. Like,
Amen.
I cannot tell you how weird I felt when I was in this WhatsApp group and everyone had like 100 NFTs and I had like two. I'm like, what the hell do I have to talk about? Yep. But I'm a newbie. My financial situation is different.
Yep.
And whatever, like there's gas fees that we've talked about in previous episodes. There's scams, which we just addressed. So there's all these things, like be a newbie. There's no rush. And I could tell you guys, and I told Heather the story recently. I was with an influencer, a social media influencer, and like the comment they made when I said what a V friend was, does that mean I get to be friends with Gary V? Like, and I'm telling you, like, it was a legit question. The amount of knowledge people have in this space is small. The amount of people who know anything about it legitimately is very, very small.
Right.
So just, you're okay. Like, this is a good long game thing. And that's why we're going to be really methodical about how we're presenting our information and kind of like the cadence at which we do it.
Not only are you okay, you are early. If you are listening to this right now, you are actually very early in the game. So rest assured in that.
Hey everyone, we wanted to shout out our sponsor, Based Fish Mafia. Let me tell you about them really quick. There are 11 unique species of fish for these NFTs and 8 different member classes. And, you know, you just got to ask yourself, like, which family are you going to mint? The Godfather, the Boss, the Loan Shark, the Assassin, which is a swordfish, Hitman, which are anglerfish, Soldiers, Associates, which are goldfish. You know, those lowly little associates. Look, and now they're starting to animate their NFTs. Things are getting crazy in the Based Fish Mafia world. Go check them out if you want to just learn about them before you even think about buying. You can go to basedfishmafia.com, or if you're ready for that small first NFT, and you've listened to all our previous episodes, you will not be disappointed. You could check them out on Nifty Gateway to purchase with credit card, or you could go to OpenSea and you could use your ETH if you have existing ETH and already set up your wallet. All right, let's get back to the show.
We have several more questions we'll get into in another episode, but we wanted to leave space to just give you guys an update on what we are learning, our projects, what's going on. So Rich, do you have anything new? As like, we, I think it was just a month ago that you and I did that update episode.
Well, the Richie Rich NFT drop and minting is coming up. I'm just kidding. I don't, no way. I don't have anything like that going on. But I got what you got. I got it because you got it, a founder's key. So Tom Bilyeu, who he's just, I'm really big into entrepreneurs who are Relentless.
Yep.
I was going to get a legendary, but ETH was fluctuating so much. It was insane. I was like, dude,
hey, you got one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I have, I think I can get a couple more if I want, but I got that. Just because number one, I believe in him. Two, the website where they were talking about the drop was unbelievably informative about the roadmap and the access. Like guys like him and Gary V, like you trust the person in front of it, right? Like 100%. You don't just trust the art. You don't just trust the NFT. So that's what we did. The second thing is, Heather and I, and if I could share it, like we don't need to share a name, but like we're just about done securing a sponsor, which is fantastic, which is going to probably be literally like an unbelievable project to kind of get started on if you wanted to. But more importantly, these people are unbelievably community driven. They're really big into, they're humble and they just like, they really want to sniff out the BS and just make the world what it really is. And it's just a world of beginners. And I think that's the big thing. So for me, that's really it. Actually, the last thing, we always want to be really transparent. I was texting Heather relentlessly the other night, no pun intended, because that's when I got the freaking relentless key. I had a bunch of ETH set aside to get a legendary key. And it was expensive, but I really believe in Tom and, you know, and what he's doing and some of the other people are doing. And I convinced my wife and she's like, okay, you know, you get from savings and you could get from some of this if you want and whatever. And I was like, I'll pay it back. Like, this is going to be such a good long game, you know? Plus I already know about taxes. We got to hold on at least a year so we don't have to pay the crazy taxes. And then like I had a couple hiccups and I needed to just think about it and just be like, okay, like I got a lot of irons in the fire, business-wise, personal life, new home, and all these things. And I was just like, you know what? Like, how many times have we heard that, like, don't play with money you can't afford to lose?
Right.
And the fact that I had to pull it from somewhere to just make this happen, I was just like, forget it. And that was tough, man. Super, super tough. But at the same time, it's like, you know, with business stuff and hopefully NFTs for Newbies LLC that's coming up, you know, like there should be plenty to get a legendary key later, even if it's a lot more.
Right. And I appreciate you sharing that because we actually had an email from somebody saying, you know, it felt good to hear that we were just playing with the amount of money that we were playing with, because sometimes that you feel like you're not a serious NFT collector if you're not whatever. But Brian, I think Rich and I are both married to, I think, different energy people than he and I both are, which is so great. Brian's awesome and he's really into the NFT game. And I was sitting there the other night eating dinner with him and I'm like, we should just sell our house and we should sell our car and we should go all in because I'm an extremist. And he just looked at me and he's about NFTs, like hardcore. And he just said, Heather, we will be fine and we're going to win no matter what. We have a family and let's think about our girls here. And I'm like, you're right. But hopefully sharing this with you guys, like, again, even if you just have one NFT you're able to buy or whatever, like, be proud of yourself because people don't even know what a freaking NFT is and you're ahead of the game. For us, I don't think much has changed. We're excited about Gary Vee's books coming in. He announced that they're coming, I think, you know, in November, they'll be here, and then he's going to airdrop whatever December the 10th, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. There's rumor that it's 1.5 V friends, which Brian and I are really hoping to flip those back into V friends again. That's kind of our plan. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that happens. I know we went in on Grills Gang, Dapper Dinos when that happened. And then I got a gummy bear when we interviewed the gummy bear people because I love them. I think they're the best. And there was one other. Oh, I will say, you know, I mentioned briefly the candy thing with the sports cards. I'm super ignorant with that. And Rich, you could probably speak to it because I know you got a drafts. What is it? What's it called?
Oh, DraftKings.
DraftKings. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Tom Brady signed NFT. It's amazing.
Yeah, we don't have that, but playing a little bit with sports cards. Again, get on Twitter, follow Gary V. He posts a lot of really cool stuff about that. And we invested in an NFT. It was like $20. So, I mean, there's that mm-hmm. option too. But we're just excited to be playing in the game. It gets overwhelming at times, but dude, I'm just really grateful. I tell Brian all the time, I'm so grateful that we're trying and we're doing this because mm-hmm. it's been a lot of fun.
At the time of recording this episode, we have got to 25,000 downloads. We ranked, I believe, 70. Oh, do you remember the numbers?
We're top 50 in education. We're top 100 in self-improvement. But who's looking?
Which is insane. And look, let us just be very honest. Like, Heather and I have been podcasting for a while, her longer than me. But like, this kind of success isn't necessarily normal. And this is not a joke. This is not a whatever. We collaborated to learn more about it. And in servitude, we've been able to gain a lot. And now this is turning into something a lot more special. So what we would love is for you guys to just communicate with us as much as possible. Let us know what you're thinking, what could be better, who you think we might be able to have on, what subjects we're not covering. Keep sending your questions, but we're on IG. It's NFTs for Newbies on IG, right?
Yep.
And then Twitter's Rich and Heather.
It's NFTs for Newbies everywhere. Okay. And then at Gmail is our email.
That's right. I think that's it. Pod I don't deck? Have any other updates.
We don't What's ever that? We never answer a pod deck since we have so many guests lately.
Yeah. So I asked the last one. So here, we already did this one. I gotta make a pile of what we've asked for. I'm gonna give this one to you. Ooh, this is perfect, considering what I know about you.
Which actor or actress would play you in a documentary? Is that your question?
That's your question.
Oh, I'm supposed to answer it?
Yes.
What actor, actress? This is such a lie because this person would never play me, but I have like an alter ego where I desperately want to be way more of a badass than I am. So I would say Pink, even though Pink's a musician, because I think she is so hot and so bold and she has tattoos and she jumps off the stage and she doesn't give a rat's ass what people think, which is what I want. But I'm
she
not that
play
way.
You in a documentary?
I'm more like Brene Brown.
I want to see Pink doing TikTok, like the same TikToks you do. That would be great. We got to make that happen.
I want to hear yours.
Me? Documentary? Me?
Yeah.
Dude. Matt Damon or Mark Wahlberg, who would Ralph Macchio, Danny LaRusso, because we're freaking almost twins up in here. So yeah, yep. But I don't know. Those guys are cool. Those guys are good actors. Matt Damon's a really, really good actor.
Yep.
And he's got emotional highs and lows. So in his movies, but yeah, that's what we got for today.
And that's it. Boom.